Adult peer pressure. The sights and sounds of summer are alive and well. Donette and I have always identified different sounds that announce that summer is here, such as the dribbling of the basketball in a driveway, children playing and splashing and wanting to stay outside till dark to play. But there's one sound in the summer that we refer to as adult peer pressure. Well, you guessed it, it's the sound of the neighborhood lawnmowers. That ultimate pressure that forces one to mow the grass so that the neighborhood remains nice and pretty and everyone's grass looks the same. Now, we live on a beautiful corner lot, so for me it's about 4 to 5 kilometers of walking to mow the entire property, backyard and front yard. Mowing the lawn consists of approximately 7,000 steps. Trust me, I've measured it. When I hear the sounds of the neighborhood adult peer pressure, I realize that I've got to get the lawnmower out and get my walking shoes on. Peer pressure runs much deeper than the start of the lawnmower, however. It is the influence that one person has to influence another group to do what is required. Peer pressure can have both a positive and negative effect. The Bible never mentions the actual term peer pressure. Just remember Daniel. Well, Daniel was thrown into a lion's den. I'm sure he must have felt some pressure. After all, it was a lion's den. Peer pressure comes from all sides. Sometimes we bring it on ourselves. The best part of having God on your side is that He is with us in the peer pressure moments. He says to us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous hand." So, whatever peer pressure is in your life right now, this very minute, God's got your back.